eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Sarah Bloom. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Sarah Bloomquist. We're breaking into regular programming to bring you breaking news. Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni is addressing the media as the Birds prepare for Super Bowl 57 in Arizona. This is the first time we've heard from the coach since he found out that the Eagles will be taking on the Kansas City Chiefs. Sirianni is just getting started. Let's listen in.
We obviously stayed at the stadium for a little bit. Took pictures with the family and things like that. Enjoyed the moment, and then really got back to the house.
Breaking news, Al. Yeah.
That is breaking news in Philadelphia. What network is that?
It was Channel 6. I got to thank Joe Wechter.
Hell?
Was watching Rachel Ray, her cooking show in the afternoon.
Let's see. Yeah.
And they broke into programming.
City, and that's where I met my wife. So.
This is important. Let's dissect this a little bit. I know we're all excited, but let's dissect this. First case, breaking news.
Yes.
There's no news.
No.
Second case.
And first of all, he had already spoken yesterday morning with us.
The first time we've heard from Sirianni since right after the game was pretty good.
Yep.
The next day wasn't bad.
Exactly.
I don't like to criticize media, but when you're going to put that little music on, and with the state of this country right now and everything that goes on and injuries, if you're just talking sports, breaking news is not... My family and I had a nice pot roast.
Took some pictures.
What the hell? Good. Well, I mean, just shows you where you are. And it's like, okay, it's like bandwagon jumpers. It's happy to have them on. I mean, I am not one that says stay in your lane. I mean, that's fun that, you Rams involved now. He does news and sports and all that stuff. It's good. But breaking news is you can't do that because...
You just come in and say, we're going to play Nick Sirianni's news conference.
You're thinking, oh, my God, who got hurt?
Yes. No, Joe immediately said he jumped up out of his chair.
Hurt?
Joe sleeps in the afternoon because the man does, he's here at 2 in the morning. He jumped out of his chair, went, oh, my God, what's wrong?
Who got hurt? It's insane. All right, the WIP Morning Show, it's a Wednesday, and even though he's off forever in a couple of weeks. Angela took another Wednesday off. I can't talk. I take the day after Flyers games off, so it's kind of like whatever. But it's a Wheel Wednesday. Ross Tucker's going to be coming on. Al Morgani with Rhea Hughes. One of my last days at the helm in the morning before whatever happens. So we'll see what goes on. And we got all kinds of Eagle stuff going on. I guess yesterday was a weird day because you can't get away from it.
No.
Not that you'd want to, but, just your social media feed. It's like we got Lane Johnson video jumping off sides. I mean, starting early on.
It's one of the things we will talk to Ross about.
I just think every team, if you took the video from there and slowed it down virtually, every team you'd probably do it. But you are in the Super Bowl, so you're going to get...
Yeah, things are magnified.
Yeah, and I wonder if it's not going to be... a real stress point going in.
Al, it's also sour grapes from, the two teams they've beaten.
Yeah.
The Niners saying that after Purdy went down, the league called the refs and said, basically, don't let San Francisco do in the Super Bowl. You've got New York all upset with the Empire State Building.
Yeah, that's a cool thing. That's a did you see yesterday what Snickers did?
No.
Snickers has a thing, relax.
Yeah.
It sent it to the Empire State Building. And here, have a Snicker.
You're grumpy when you're hungry.
Yeah, it's pretty good. But that of all the things that I saw, that's the thing I worry about the most, that it becomes a high, on high alert for it. And they've had issues with that. So that will be, if you're the other side, you're certainly going to get on the refs early about that. So we got that going on. I'm fascinated with the Michael Parsons tweet to Lane, you're my hero type of thing. And
I know you said you didn't. I was listening on the Overlap show or the Something show. If I was a Cowboys fan, I'd be furious.
I guess maybe if you're from there, though, I don't know. His response was basically, screw you, we're a brother.
That's pretty much his response to everything, which it makes it seem like he is from here.
Yeah, but I wonder when you put it in terms of your shoes, if somebody from here, let's say Dallas had won the game.
Yeah.
And they were...
No one would do it for them.
Well, they're the Cowboys. But it was interesting to me to see his... But I think more than anything, it just shows the respect that Lane Johnson's getting for playing what he's playing.
Oh, sure. And playing as well as he is.
Yeah, absolutely. Playing as well as he is and going through all that. So, and I have a question on when you realize that the dumbest thing you've ever done.
That's a daily thing for me. Well,
Can you imagine thinking you lost your phone in the car, searching for it in the dark with the flashlight from your phone?
is that how your morning started?
It was somebody on Twitter said, and I'm thinking, I think I've done that.
I've done that.
Can't find my phone, searching for it with the flashlight from the phone. Searching for the phone.
I've looked for my phone and it's been in my son's pocket all over. And he's like, oh, here, here's your phone.
Oh, Lord. That was the dumbest thing. So it is Wheel Wednesday. We have a lot of stuff. And this is going to be I mentioned this yesterday and I was amazed. Angelo didn't, because he's, money things to him are expensive. I honestly believe this is going to be the most expensive sporting event in American history to attend.
It looks like it.
And these are not the stories on real stories. Like when you hear stories about the price of things, it's usually like, man, kind of mythical. Like, oh, the tickets were on sale for the $10,000. Well, who paid? I mean, literally, you can put anything. I could put a cup of coffee for sale for what it doesn't matter. Yeah. If somebody doesn't buy it, it's not worth anything. But in this case, I think it's for real, for real. And it's not millionaires, buying these things. It's
regular people.
Regular people that have, it's their vacation money. It's three vacation monies, four vacation monies to see what's going on. And I think in even a dangerous spot where there's people taking loans.
Well, the average price people have paid for Super Bowl 57 ticket is $8,761.
So if you're $8,000 in for the tickets and then you have to take a flight, and then you have to get a hotel in a place where, it is booked. It is booked between that and the golf tournament. Like, the 50-mile area is just booked. I wonder, I'd like to hear from real people, honest price, what you're paying to go out there. It might be a case, Rhea, where it's better to fly out in the morning and fly back at night if you get tickets.
I've known people who've done that. Well, I've known
go to Vegas.
Who've done it when it's in Florida.
Go in and out.
Yeah, they go in and out, and it's cheaper.
Or I was talking to Joe Wechter. Or you go to Vegas. You can drive 3 hours to Vegas and get in the morning and fly. Yeah. And get. But I'm really wondering what that is. And the wheel today, we have lots of stuff on the wheel. Is going to be, what event would you honestly pay the most to go see? The Super Bowl, other things that you would actually pay money, not mythical things. What would you really honestly go to pay money for? And on the wheel, we have a $50 Visa gift card, a Hand and Stone Massage and Facial Spa gift card. That's go any of their 60 locations or just go to handandstone.com. And Eagles, it's a Philly thing beanie.
Those beanie. Sweatshirts, hats, and became hugely popular.
Huge. You can get them at all of the Eagles Pro Shops, Lincoln Financial Field. You know the one there, Rockvale, Lancaster, or Cherry Hill. $25 gift card to the Philly Pretzel Factory. Now, that will come in real handy during the Super Bowl parties. PhillyPretzelFactory.com. $50 gift certificate to Captain Chuckie's Crab Cake Company. We love that stuff. Yep. We love crabcakes.com. Who's where you go for that? An Eagles NFC Conference Champions t-shirt. Same place, the Pro Shops. And a $25 gift card to Boston Market. And a Phillies Vintage Bobblehead. The events that you would pay the most to see.
Do you know how much a suite, number closest to the field or suite level? 34,000.
I can't. I mean, I don't want to hear from a corporation that's going to, even that though, you know, it's not like it used to be with tax stuff going on.
The fees are insane.
Well, I mean, if you're an employee and you see your company spending $100,000 for a suite for people, I mean, but here's the problem. If you have people that you depended on all year, supporters, sponsors, I guess you'd call them, and, you know, all year long, this is what happens. It's like all of a sudden, okay, how do you value us? Who are you taking to the Super Bowl?
How many calls have you gotten for tickets?
I've got some from just two. Just because I know I get a lot of calls for hockey tickets still.
Yeah.
But I haven't got a call. I got one from somebody back home wanted to know if I could get tickets to a Super Bowl.
It was my favorite. My one of my closest friends got a text from a place I haven't been to since the summer.
Yeah.
Hey, can you reach out to Rhea? I need 6 tickets.
Oh,
I go,
nice.
Oh, just 6?
Just
is that
6.
All?
Yeah.
I don't have any access to tickets.
Yeah, I don't have none.
My brother heard from someone he hadn't heard from in 2 years. Hey, how you doing? How's Rhea?
Yeah. Okay.
I have no tickets.
Yeah.
No.
I think they realize this is... Now, the last game I got questions about, the one here.
Yeah.
That was a lot of people were interested. Can I guess? I said, no.
No.
And I got to say, although I don't like the aftermarket, I think it's ruined a lot of things. I will say it's a convenient excuse for me. And not even an excuse, it's reality. It's like, look, nobody has tickets anymore. The teams just deal with this aftermarket, so go there.
Yeah.
That's simple. That's all
can't
I can tell you.
What
can't help you, there's no help. Go there. It doesn't, there's no connection. There's no more connections anymore. It's all cash. So we have all those things on the table. We're going to talk to Ross Tucker at 7 o'clock on some of the ins and outs, but more about just the overall.
We're gonna do a lot more with the game that just happened and what the Eagles have done so far
because we
have Ross next Wednesday.
Yeah,
but so I told him I want to play a game of true or false because the narrative that has come out now is the Eagles are just lucky to be here. They got lucky here, there, and the other. So I'm gonna play it. We're gonna play a little true or false with Ross on that.
There's no luck involved when you go wire to wire.
No.
It doesn't, it can't happen. In first place, you have to take advantage of breaks if you get them. And you can't have, the biggest issue is a mental breakdown or a mental cruise. And that's amazing that this hasn't happened here.
Hey, I was a kid when Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was missing a finals game. And we thought, oh. Easy.
Yeah.
And then all you had was, you know, Magic Johnson come in and have a phenomenal game.
Yeah. So there's no such thing as an easy.
And Ruben Frank tweeted out this, the notion the Eagles had an easy schedule. Best records in NFL history. This is history, Al. Versus teams with winning records. 9-1, 1969 Vikings. 2007 Patriots, 9-1. 2022 Eagles, 9-1.
Yeah. And a lot of it was the East was better.
It was very good.
And better than people expected. But all of that stuff to me is you can't, when you look, I never believe in looking at a season because you don't know when you're going to hit a team.
No.
If you hit the Chiefs and the quarterback's gone, is that a tough game?
Yeah.
You hit a bad team like Detroit that's on a roll, then you got a good team. If you want to consider Minnesota a good team because of their record, thank you.
No.
Look what happens. So, we're going to ask him all about that. We got lots of stuff. We got a Jalen Hurts apology coming in. It's funny. The apologies come in, and I wait for the – there are certain people that it's the last one in, and we finally have – We finally have our last guy in. It's like, you know, what network does he work for?
NBC
Sims?
Sports.
It was NBC Sports, come get your boy. He comes in and we've, you know, he finally, after everybody else has seen the light, we have the final apology.
Oh, hey, I was wrong. Yeah, I, you know, questioned how good he was. His crap, he's definitely a top 10 quarterback in football, what he's doing. He's one of the greatest leaders in the sport. You know, you could tell even right there, it doesn't even seem like he's happy he won the NFC Championship game. He seems like he's still, you know, like chippy and like, I'm going to prove you wrong, still more there to it. I love that about him. I do. You know, and again, he's done a great job as far as leading the team, making big plays, running the football, doing that. And then the way they're playing is formulated around his skill set now to where they got something special going here yesterday.
Formulated around his skill set. Oh. Did you hear the tone?
Oh.
That was the worst apology I've ever heard. There was, all right, fine, I'm just going to do this because I have to.
That sounded, it was so awful. It was almost like just stay in the other lane.
Stay in your stupid lane.
You're more valuable there. you know what? You sound like an idiot.
They've built it around his skill set. Really?
Well, who doesn't?
Every team is built around your quarterback skill set.
And if your quarterback has no skill, you're done.
Thank you. We saw that. We saw that on Sunday.
So ridiculous. I don't even want him to. That's one of those apologies you don't even accept. That would be like Angelo coming in and saying that Andy Reid belongs on Rushmore.
Exactly.
You got to do a better job.
Of course you do. All right. We have so many calls already about this. So we're on the other side. We'll get to the wheel. We'll get to all your Eagles comments and events. I actually do want to hear from people, real people. What you've actually spent or are considering, and if you have to sell it to the family on going to the Super Bowl. Time of 94 WIP 615.